I'm joined by Tammy McCoy. She's the executive director of the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington. She is also in the transition from the Art Center of Burlington to the Capitol Theater, and in also is leading a major fundraising effort to do some renovation, major renovations at the Capitol Theater. We'll get an update on that. And we have also the month of May is in our offing, and we have some special shows that are going to be coming up to you. Tammy McCoy, good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Steve.
All right. It is, well, let's talk about the shows that are coming up this month at the Capitol. You've got, well, it's the final travelogue, the Harry and Virginia Murray travelogue series, Rick Steves, and presenting the Alps with two shows, 1:30 and 7:30. These shows have been very popular over the years, hasn't it?
Yes, and unfortunately, last time we had some sound issues, but we've got that resolved, and we really appreciate the patience of everyone who was there, and we're hopefully going to have no issues with the next one.
Okay. Now, Saturday, May 14th, the Women of Rock.
14th,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but let's before we get to that, it's Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th of May, we're going to be showing Friday the 13th, A New Beginning. You know, you can't have a Friday the 13th without showing the movie.
Okay. All right. Glad you jumped in on that one. Saturday the 14th.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really good show. It's called The Women of Rock. Well-known female rock artists of the 70s and 80s, such as Janis Joplin, Blondie, Joan Jett, Pat Benatar, and Hart. All of those. You got to be pretty talented. You got to be pretty talented to try and be a tribute band or a tribute group with all of those various artists, aren't you?
Absolutely, and it's you know, we're kind of taking you back to the 70s and 80s in May, because with the Women of Rock, you've got, you know, as you mentioned, those female artists, you know, and Women of Rock actually opened for Grand Funk, Blue Oyster Cult, 38 Special, Little River Band, Guess Who, Electric Light Orchestra, and others. So, you know, they've been around, and they are excellent. So it might be a fun night just to revisit the women of the 70s and 80s. But then we will be looking at a variety show from the 70s and 80s as well, with our next concert with the Edwards Twins on
okay.
May 22nd.
And the Edwards Twins, and they are, if I'm right, they're from Las Vegas, and they portray a wide range of characters from superstars of yesterday and today. So
yes.
they must be makeup, I guess, artists of note, I guess.
Oh my gosh, yes. Edwards Twins, brothers, and they will be doing two shows on Sunday the 22nd, one at 2 p.m. and one at 7 p.m., but you don't want to miss this, because when they play Sonny and Cher, they look like Sonny and Cher. And when they sing Billy Joel, one of them looks like Billy Joel. Elton John, Neil Diamond, Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, Lady Gaga, Celine Dion, Rod Stewart, and Bette Midler, Olivia Newton-John, Barbara Streisand, Frankie Valli, Tom Jones. There's just tons of them. And every time they come out on stage, you almost feel like the real person is standing there and singing for you.
Wow. So talented singers, talented and makeup artists of unbelievable quality. The Edwards Twins, two shows Sunday the 22nd. And again, Thursday, May 26th, you've got some Illinois-raised brothers, Nashville-based, called the Cerny Brothers Concert. They're returning to the Capitol again. Tell me about
them. That's right. Well, Rolling Stone, a country, named Cerny Brothers the Americana artist you need to know. So they've crafted their own mix of rock and Americana laced with hooks that will keep their songs on repeat in your head all day. They're pretty cool, and they're currently working on a new album called No Fluff, No Filler, and All Heart. Definitely a must-see show.
Yes, and that's the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend, so I guess that's a great show to kind of warm you up for the weekend. Also, you've got, now you have, the last time we chatted, you were working on what I think, making the Capitol Theater sort of have a drop-in and gather kind of place. How are you coming along on that?
Well, we are in the designing stages, so getting exciting. We're going to be creating in the current annex side a lounge. It'll be the Capitol Lounge, or the lounge at the Capitol, and we'll have a bar. We'll have a full service bar, full liquor license in there. We'll have booth seating, a small stage, and it's going to have some Art Deco vibes in there. It's going to be very cool. So it'll be a place that you can drop in and just meet up with people, also before and after our shows, and we'll be working on regular hours as we get this place put together.
You were telling me that I think you're trying to raise about $2 million, is that right, for some of these renovations?
Well, that one is kind of a whet your appetite for the rest of what we want to do. Yes, we will be renovating then the whole second level of the annex side of the theater. And that will include space for the SCC students to be utilizing, some recording rooms, some practice rooms, some office space, but also a black box theater, which will hold about 122 people, where we can do like a comedy club, a speakeasy, some really cool things we've got coming around the bend. But first we have to raise the money. And once that's done, the Capitol Theater is going to explode with all kinds of new things. We're going to have some kids clubs. We're going to have some for younger set. And then we'll have stuff for the college kids. And then, of course, adults, and some of the things we were already doing, but adding to so many things. So,
and
I'm excited about
that. Yeah, and,
future.
You know, your role as with the Capitol and are the Arts Center of Burlington. And Elizabeth Pappas has got a lot of things going on each month. She's taken over. And I asked if she says she's the associate director for the current time, but she says she becomes what, officially the executive director on July 1st. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
She is doing a fantastic job. I couldn't have handed it over to anyone better and more qualified. So I'm pretty excited about the Arts Center's future. I think it's going to continue to grow and be a great place.
And you're going to be continuing, between the two of you, you'll be continuing to have events that basically mirror each other, or I guess what, complement each other going on. Maybe whether it's a gathering at the Art Center and then something at the Capitol or vice versa, right?
Absolutely. We plan on working closely together and keeping that corner on the arts for everyone.
All right. All of the things that are coming up, the Snake Alley Festival of Film, I was looking at that as well. Their deadline for that is it's May 1st, which is Sunday. And again, they've had, now this is, the things are returning, we're returning back to normal for all of these events. Is that right?
We're trying to, yes. So we are scheduled for Snake Alley Festival of Film July 21st, 22nd, 23rd,
all right,
and 24th.
All right.
So, yes.
Lots of things coming up, and just what? Is it, it's burlingtoncapitaltheater.com, is that right?
That is right, and we are working on updating our website, so hopefully it'll be even a little bit more helpful for what you're looking for. It's finding shows, finding things to do. Hopefully we'll be the spot that you go to when you're trying to find something to do.
There you go, and a drop-in place, too, and a lounge for you to just simply gather with friends and enjoy the Capitol Theater, which is undergoing changes and renovations.
Right, and I want to add, the lounge will have a small stage, and so we'll have some live music in there as well sometimes.
Wow. Okay, downtown Burlington getting better and better, and the Capitol Theater and the Arts Center, both shining stars. To Tammy McCoy, thank you so much for joining me today. Have a great month of May.
Thank you. You too.